I'm Todd Weinbrenner. This is the Community Forum on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. And today, it being spring, we're going to talk about gardening with two representatives of the Master Gardeners here in Livingston County. Connie Castells is here. Connie, how are you this morning?
Pretty good, even though it's gloomy out there.
Yeah, but, you know, April showers bring May flowers. Isn't that what we're
so.
Always told?
You're right.
Not quite April yet. We want to talk with Kathy Montgomery. She's also with the Master Gardeners. Kathy, how are you this morning?
I'm fine, too. Just ready for spring.
I think we all are. Technically, it's here. It arrived a few days ago. But, you know, we're talking about the blooming, the growing. And that's what we want to talk about this morning. You got a big event coming up, and you're going to talk about growing things you can eat. So you've caught my attention with that. What exactly is coming up with the Master Gardeners?
We have an event called In the Garden Patch, and there are three parts to that. And we always start out with two different programs, and then we plant something in a pot. And this year, our topic that Kathy and I are doing is edible landscapes, and we are going to be planting edible things in those pots.
And I'm guessing these are plants that you don't mind having. You know, some plants that grow vegetables are a little weird looking, but I'm thinking this is going to be aesthetic as well as useful.
And that's what we're our point is that we're going to be talking about how you can make it actually look pretty, what are nice plants to put in your yard, and that sort of thing.
And, Kathy, can you tell us, when is all this happening?
It happens on April 7th, and we have this from 9 to 12 on Saturday morning. And I believe our event is full now, so we're really excited about that.
That is exciting, because who are the people who come to this? Are these people who are just casual, or are they people who don't have a place where they can have an actual earthen garden and they're looking for container gardens to start? I mean, who comes to these kinds of events?
I think just about anybody can come. Some people are coming more for the programs, and some people are coming more so that they can plant a container. This time of year, to be able to plant something and feel that spring is actually here, as you were saying, is a good sort of thing. And so I think people enjoy planting, but they also enjoy learning something about different things. Our second program is going to be about native plants. So you have a little bit for everybody.
That's what I was just about to ask you next, is if this event is full up, and I'm sorry to hear that because we're all about creating opportunities. But as you say, how do people find out about programs you've got coming up? Where do they look?
Well, you can call the Extension office here in Pontiac, and they can give you that information. And we also try to put things on Facebook and the newspapers. We have these radio interviews. But the University of Illinois Extension Service, there is a website for the University of Illinois, and then you look up horticulture, and all of our events are listed there.
Do you think people are afraid of gardening? Because I've always been I had the McLean County Master Gardeners tell me once, because I said, usually all I do with plants is kill them. And they said, well, you can't be a gardener unless you're willing to kill a few plants. Do you think people are afraid of it, that it's too complicated?
I think there some people might feel that it's too complicated. And you can really start very simply with gardening. And that's what we're going to be talking about when we're talking about edible landscapes, that you can do some big elaborate thing with your landscape, or you can tuck a few things in, and how to do that.
Particular kinds of plants that you especially like. I have known people that grew cherry tomatoes because they just loved cherry tomatoes, and they felt like, well, that's not that big of a commitment. Do you think they were on the right track with a plant like that?
Yeah, because the cherry tomatoes are actually very pretty. You know, it looks like a little Christmas ornament. One of my favorites actually is Snow White, which is also a type of cherry tomato, and it's a very, very pale yellow. And I just love the flavor of that one. But it's an unusual sort of thing because it's so light.
Well, that is what I say. You got my attention with edible, because that's generally my end of gardening, is the consumption end of what somebody else has grown. You mentioned another event coming up. How soon is that going to be?
We're doing training for master gardeners. So if anybody wants to join us as a master gardener, they should call the extension office. And if you know your history, you'll love this number. It's 815, of course, 842-1776.
Well, that's fairly easy
to
keep in mind.
So easy to keep in mind, exactly. And if you call, you can register for that, and then we'll have you on the list. Call for interviews and see what, you know, you're interested in. And the classes will be 16 weeks starting in August, and they're all done by professionals. Most of the people are the professors at the University of Illinois.
It sounds very good. Let me just take a moment, remind everybody, we're talking with Connie Castells this morning. She is with the Master Gardeners, and so is Kathy Montgomery. And we're talking a little bit about that. Now, this is not a title that you just take upon yourselves. As you say, there's training that goes into this. You have to commit yourself to becoming a Master Gardener.
Yes, and the training continues afterwards, too.
It's kind of like a mini science course, and I thought it was one of the most interesting things that I've been able to do since I've been retired. And kind of a challenge, but not threatening in any way. And you just can't believe all of the interesting things you learn about gardening and soils and that type of thing.
Now, does a person have to be an accomplished gardener to go into it? I mean, is this sort of a graduate degree in gardening, or can you start as a beginner?
It is kind of a graduate degree. That's the concept of it. But if you go in without a lot of knowledge, by the time you get done, you will have it. And the classes are once a week for a full day, and, you know, from like 9 to 3 in the afternoon. And so you get a lot of information, and usually that's one topic. And if you think something like, oh, soil, I thought, oh, that's going to be a boring topic. But it isn't. It's amazing how interesting any of these things are.
Are the classes primarily focused on decorative plants? Are we talking about flower gardens, generally speaking? Are we talking about vegetable gardens? Are we talking about trees and shrubs? Or is there just a mix of everything?
It really is a mix of everything. Each week there is a different topic. And as Connie said, we have professionals that come in and talk on all of those topics. And another big part of it is when you finish the training, it's a volunteer organization. So each year we have a number of volunteer hours that we have to complete, and we have various projects around town that through our volunteer hours we create and maintain.
You have a lot of people asking you for secret recipes to make plants grow. Everybody on television seems to claim they have some secret mix. Do you get a lot of that, or is it just basic, like you say, fundamental biological sciences that make it all work?
We have what we call help desk every week, starting in May, and people can call in and ask various different questions about gardening and actually get a master gardener to talk to, or they can bring things into the office for us to look over. Now, of course, they can call other times during the week, but at that time, you actually get someone there. And what we do that might be different than what somebody else might do is to actually know the places to research that are credible. And there's the difference, because as you know, anybody can write anything they want to on internet.
It is true. And often they're just trying to sell you something as opposed to actually trying to inform you. This is all fairly new, as I understand. Relatively new, I should say. The Livingston County presence of the Master Gardeners, how long has it been going on? Because I remember, Connie, in previous interviews, you've said you used to have to travel a great distance to get these classes and things.
Yeah, when I took training, this month is my 20th year that I finished, and I had to go take classes down in Bloomington, and that was the first time they offered them in Bloomington. Before that, you had to travel even farther than that. The first time we offered it in Livingston County was 5 years ago, something like that.
Yeah, maybe, yeah, 4 or 5 years ago.
Something of that nature. And that's the only time we've offered it in town. We're, thrilled that we're going to be offering it again in town. And it will be the same people who are going down to McLean County or to Peoria or any of the larger cities and mm-hmm. giving training. It's the same people coming to our small town. So we're really lucky for that.
Just a question of making it more convenient for folks in Livingston County.
Exactly.
Ladies, we're out of time, I'm afraid. But once again, if people are interested, if people would like to get signed up, start the campaign to become a master gardener. How do they do it? Who do they get in touch with first?
Just call the University of Illinois Extension Office here in Pontiac, and the number is 815-842-1776, and they'll put you on a waiting list, and I believe they said they would start interviewing in May.
Very good. And that office, as I remember, just off Torrance Avenue on the south side of Pontiac.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, ladies, thanks so much for coming in this morning. It's great to talk about programs like these, and it's the perfect timing, of course, because it is warming up and people are going to be getting cold weather crops in the ground before you know it.
Yes.
And I'll be
yes.
waiting at the dinner table with knife and fork. Connie Castells has been our guest this morning. She's with the Master Gardeners, and so is Kathy Montgomery. They've got all kinds of things planned, and it's all getting started here in the springtime in central Illinois. I'm Todd Weinbrenner. That's the Community Forum on Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.